This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Houston High School, where today the Houston Wildcats entertain the Bodkins Trojans. Bodkins on the road today, 6-0 on the season, Chuck. It's the best Bodkins start to a girls' basketball campaign in 16 years. A whopping 6-0 beginning. Houston 3-3 thus far in 6 encounters. Each team with high watermark triumphs so far this year. Bodkins knocking off Fort Loramie. And Houston defeating Anna, first time since 2007. Each of those two teams beat Fort Loramie and Anna rivals in Shelby County League play. Promises to be a fine game here today. Houston with the home court advantage. Bodkin's schedule has not been a stern one. We do have one common opponent to look at. As you pointed out just a few minutes ago, Bodkin's has routed Riverside. Houston defeated Riverside. It needed overtime to get it done. Sometimes you throw common opponents out the window, especially in a Shelby County League rivalry match.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, you just don't know what type of night it was. One might have been a Thursday night. The other might have been a Saturday. There's all kinds of factors, so you really can't take it into consideration except for the fact that Bodkins did beat them a lot worse than Houston did. But there's definitely been a changing in the guard here. Since I've been doing this and before I started doing this, it was Anna or Fort Loramie. You take your pick. One of them won the league and the other one finished second. And this year, I think there's going to be some changes. You got to add Jackson Center to the mix, who went to Columbus last year. It's good for the league to have some new blood at the top.
Bodkins 6-0 overall, 2-0 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center 3-0 overall, 1-0 in the Shelby County League. Rushi, Houston, Fort Loramie all 1-1 in Shelby County League play. We won't get a real good picture of how the league is going to fare this season until we're near the completion of round one. That's going to take a couple more weeks, at least three more league games. Then we'll have a pretty good idea. But nonetheless, Mike Maurer, head coach of Bodkins, in short order, has done a fine job rebuilding this program. How about Brad Allen at Houston? He stepped in and done a commendable job as well. Kudos to Mike Maurer and Brad Allen.
Well, yeah, they are doing a nice job. And one of the things that you see when you watch the kids play is they're enjoying themselves. And that to me, that's half the battle as a high school basketball coach. The kids need to want to come to practice, and it has to be fun for them. And if it is, good things normally happen for you.
Sarah Bergman leads the way for Bodkins, 16 points a game, 12 rebounds a game. She's just a junior. She's grown a couple more inches since last year, Chuck. She's now 6 feet 2 inches tall. She is a dynamo in the middle, and she caught our eye last year as a sophomore. She's improved, has gotten even better, and she'll team up on the inside with another 6'2 young lady, Casey Woodall. She, too, is an upperclassman. She's a 12th grader. Casey, 9 points a game, 7 rebounds. You talk about size. Wow, Bodkins has it.
Well, they are big. And we didn't see them much last year until we got up to Sydney for the sectional. And you're right. We walked out of there going, okay, they didn't win the sectional this year, but those young ladies are going to be a force next year. And so far they have been.
Jenna Pitts, Paige Lane, both average 9 points a game. They start as well for the Bodkins Trojans. Grace Holman is in the starting five, a 5'7 sophomore. She's averaging 6.5 rebounds a game. Aliyah Jones comes off the bench and logs a lot of minutes. She's a 5'3" sophomore. Tara Grevy, a sophomore, 5'5", is out. She's missed the last three games. According to Coach Maurer, she will be back in a week or so. Houston Wildcats, probably not quite as much depth as Bodkins. The home team today certainly cannot withstand the foul trouble that perhaps Bodkins can. But for Houston, it's a very good opening five. As Sarah Monier has scored 26 in a game already this year. Morgan Ely has pumped in 18 and 12 in her last two. As Sarah Monier is a junior, Morgan Ely is a junior. Those two young ladies have really come on. Sarah's sister, Jess Monier, a sophomore, is averaging 9 points a game on the year. And I haven't even mentioned Kara Meyer yet. She's the spark plug out front, a 5'4" senior. If she makes a few threes today over Bodkins' tall inside defense, the Wildcats may have a chance.
Well, if she scores, that's great. But what they need her to do is handle the basketball, get people in the right spots, and not turn the ball over. If she can do that, you know, Houston's going to be in the game because Houston is going to be a half-court type team, and Bodkins is going to get out and run a little bit.
The very good three-point shooter on the floor in this contest this afternoon could very well be Rebecca New. She's a junior, 5 feet 9 inches tall. She's got some length on her. She can shoot the ball from long range over just about anybody. And if she gets on a hot streak, that is bonus time for the Houston Wildcats. Should be a very fine game today. Each club wants to get up and down the floor, take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves. And I think turnovers will be key because the club that takes care of the ball maximizes its offensive possessions, gets more shots, will have a much better chance to win this contest. Last night, a grinder of a boys' game we covered at Rushi, Chuck. Uncharacteristically, Jackson Center more miscues than Rushi, and that was the tail of the tape at the end of that game. 4 errors by Jackson Center, and Rushi won that game by 10. Is a grinder a good description of that game last night?
Yeah, a lot of defense. The referees were letting them just beat the crap out of each other inside, which, I mean, if they're letting both sides do it, then you can't go home and complain unless you're Jim Harbaugh. But as far as the game itself goes, Rushi just really took it to Jackson on the defensive end, and Drew Sherman shut out Bryce Sosby, and that to me was the key because they got to get Wilderness some help, and if they give him no help, then they're going to have a long season, at least a long game.
72 points scored last night in that boys' game at Rushi between the two teams. 41-31, Rushi won it. I would not be a bit surprised, Chuck, if we've got 85 points scored today between these two girls' teams here this afternoon, Bodkins and Houston. I bet you'll have six or seven more field goals in this contest than we had last night at Rushi High School.
You're probably right, but I also guarantee you they're not going to play the defense that, that we saw last night.
Exactly.
That has a lot to do with it.
Oh, that was highly physical last night, rough at times as well.
Yeah.
We got a big shout-out we want to make. Thanks to Aliyah Jones, who comes off the bench and plays very well for the Bodkins Lady Trojans. Aliyah from Bodkins would like to give this shout-out to her grandparents, Lonnie and Carol Jones, who are listening from the Villages down in Florida, where it's probably a good, 40, 50 degrees warmer than here right now, Chuck?
Maybe. My daughter lives in Orlando, which is a little south of the Villages, and she said the high yesterday was 59. It's supposed to be cooler, and she was whining about it, but she likes to wear her cute clothes, so I think she likes it when it gets a little cooler.
And also a shout-out to Aliyah's great aunt and uncle, Jackie Stewart and Greg Stewart, who have tuned in Marion, North Carolina. So thanks to that information from Aliyah Jones and her family. Aliyah plays for Bodkins. A big shout-out to her grandparents, Lonnie and Carol Jones, listening from Florida, and her great aunt and uncle, Jackie and Greg Stewart, who have tuned in from Marion, North Carolina. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today for this game between Bodkins 6-0 and Houston 3-3 on the year. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. Also gratitude to these Rushi sponsors who joined us last March during the basketball tournament, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. A big thank you to them, two Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Also, Primary Eye Care Associates, locations in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good, long look at Primary Eye Care. Go to the website, primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Starting lineups are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Our pregame underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Houston. Our matinee affair today on scoresbroadcast.com features two girls programs, Bodkins undefeated 6-0. Chuck, it's the first boys or girls team to six wins in this part of the state of Ohio this year. Versailles is at 5-0. Bodkins 6-0 on the campaign.
Well, that's because they played six games. I like the fact that you play some of these games early and you don't just all of a sudden have bottom-heavy schedule.
Right.
Play them as you go.
Bodkins with victories over Parkway, Fairlawn, Allen East, Fort Loramie, Mechanicsburg, and Riverside. the two closest contests, Fort Laramie by 2, 37-35, after trailing by 6 at the end of three quarters. That was Bodkin's first win over Fort Laramie since 2007. Big win in the last contest by Bodkin's over Riverside, 60-33. The triumph over Mechanicsburg earlier this week on Tuesday was 53-45.
That's a good win. I mean, Mechanicsburg is not as strong as they've been in the past, but that's still a good program.
Houston 3-3, a triumph two games ago over Anna. First win against the Rockets since 07, and a 12-point win by Houston here this week against New Knoxville. All set to go. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Bodkin's Trojans, who have the basketball down to our right. Jenna Pitt, Sarah Bergman, Paige Lane, Casey Woodall, Grace Holman in the starting five. Here's a quick jumper from the right flank, bumped up there by Woodall. No good, overshot it. Rebound out of bounds in the corner, and the Wildcats will bring it down.
Well, Houston started out in a zone, and they did a pretty good job of getting it in the middle. Just too bad of a shot, and now Bodkin's is starting out in a zone.
Kara Meyer, Morgan Ely, Sarah Monier, Jess Monier, Rebecca New, the opening quintet for the Houston Wildcats. And here's a turnover. Kara Meyer looked to the right, then flipped it back to the left. Morgan Ely had advanced toward the basket. The ball went out of bounds. First 36 seconds, no score. Houston forecourt, or I should say Bodkin's forecourt to a right. Jenna Pitts on the arc, hangs onto the basketball. Gives it up to the three-point shooter, who launches one. It is missed on the play, but Paige Lane hit the rim. Backboard fell off. Strong rebound on the inside, but Bergman, she's knocked to the deck, fouled in the act of shooting. Two free throws for her. And that's another stat, Chuck, to keep an eye on here today. Offensive board work by Bodkin's.
Two.
Already.
Two in the first less than a minute.
Free throw Bergman, perfect. 1-0 in favor of the Trojans. This young lady averaging 12 rebounds per game. 16 points per outing. Missed the second free throw. Hit the back iron. Kicked away to Kara Meyer of Houston. One zip in favor of Bodkin's. Meyer outside the arc on the left to Ely. Morgan Ely gives down into the right corner to New. Straight away Ely. Fires to Kara Meyer, deep in the right part of the floor, goes baseline, bounce pass through the lower part of the key. It rolls out of bounds. One official says Bodkin's ball. The other referee overrules and says it was touched very lightly by Bodkin's.
Yep, hit her on the knee.
So Houston will play in. Wildcats ball. 1-0 Bodkin's. We played a minute 15. Here's Kara Meyer throwing the left flank to Sarah Monier. Cross-court heave to Ely. Ely caught it, jettisoned up a 16-footer, short, no good. Rebound kicks away to Jenna Pitts of Bodkin's. Out ahead to Bergman, cross-court to Lane. Lane sizes up a three, lets it fly, a little hard. Rebound down to New for Houston. 6:20 left in the first, not a field goal yet, 1-0 in favor of Bodkin's. Ely with a shot fake, steps inside the arc, arches one up way strong. Rebound Jess Monier high off the glass. Missed it. Rebound Bergman. Look at her go, Chuck. She dribbles three-fourths the length of the floor. Hits a teammate Lane for a 15-footer. No good. Rebound up and in. Oh, a fine offensive board by Casey Woodall, who banked it home for the first 2 points from the floor in this game.
You know, one of the problems playing a zone is sometimes it's not easy to rebound. You don't box out because you don't have a man. You got an area.
Deep in the right corner, News got it for Houston. She's in trouble. Throws to Ely straight away. She's unguarded. Chucks up a three. It is short. No good. Rebound kicks out on the play to Paige Lane, who dances down the floor, stops on the arc, triggers immediately. It grazed the rim, went out of bounds. That was a quick settle by Bodkin's with has size to punch the ball inside.
Well, you need to get a little ball moving against that zone and try to get the ball down to Bergman on the block.
We played 2.5 minutes, first quarter, 3-0 Bodkin's. Houston has been thwarted by the Bodkin's zone defense so far. Ely's hemmed in outside the foul lane on the left, then spins, faces the basket, squares up, and knocks it down.
Couldn't find anybody to throw it to, so she made a basket.
Yep, a couple defenders left her, thinking Ely was going to give up the ball. 3-2 Bodkin's. Here's Bergman in the lane, off to Woodall, right baseline. She stumbled and coughed it up, taken away by Houston. Ely streaks down the floor, head of the key, right side to Meyer. Meyer's open, jacks up a triple. It bounced around, came off, no good. Rebound, Houston, Sarah Monier in the paint. Hook shot deflected. Bergman's got it for Bodkins. 3-2 Trojans, 4:43 to go in the first. High post pass to Paige Lane. Squares up, steps inside the foul stripe, missed a 12-footer. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Houston. Bodkins will play it in.
So far, it seems to me like the wrong people are shooting the ball right for Bodkins right now.
Yeah, I'd agree. Here's a cross-court pass to Whittall. Whittall goes baseline. She's doubled on the arc to the three-point shooter. Long jumper pumped up there by Jenna Pitts. Hit the rim short. Rebound Karen to Houston. Foul over the back, Bodkins. Slow start to this game offensively. The zone defenses have forced each team to put the ball up from the perimeter so far. 3-2, Trojans up a point. Here comes Kara Meyer down over the timeline. The big Houston Wildcats red paw at center court. Ball goes baseline left to Sarah Monier. She skips into the lane. Little four-footer. Bounced off the rim, no good. Long rebound out to Kara Meyer. Jump shot by her from 17. Off to the right. Rebound Bodkins. Quickly down the floor in the right corner. Ball thrown by Pitts into the lane to Woodall. Back out to Bergman. Bergman from a three-point land. Let's one fly out of her range. Missed it to the right. Rebounded by Houston. Long 40-foot heave down the floor. Punched out of bounds by Bodkins. You're right, Chuck. Neither team getting the shot it prefers so far in this game. Bergman, last trip down for Bodkins. Put one up ahead of the key. And it was a three-pointer if it would have gone in, but it was not close. Here is New, head of the key for Houston. Left side pass to Kara Meyer. Gives it up to Ely. Oh, quick dish down inside to the center player. In the middle of the floor, it's pumped up there by Jess Monier. Missed it off to the right. Had a good look, couldn't connect. Bodkins got the rebound. Paige Lane down to Bergman. Bergman to Woodall. Baseline drive on the left. Blocked away by Jess Monier. Rebound Bergman, leans in, deflected by Houston. Now it's loose on the deck again. A scrum for it. Tie up Houston basketball.
Neither team has got any kind of sink to their offense at all.
And that basketball has been a hot potato so far. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. We are stuck at 3-2. Each team with a field goal. One by Ely for Houston, and the bucket by Bodkins came from
Whittall.
Deep in the right corner, New for Houston. Steps inside the defender, shoots it. While straddling the three-point line short, rebound punched away, goes out near midcourt. Houston's got it. Cross-court pass is deflected out of bounds by Bodkins. Grace Holman got a fist on it, drove it into the scorer's table. I don't believe we've had a substitution yet, have we, Chuck?
Yeah, Aliyah Jones has come into the
yes,
game.
Yes, Aliyah Jones on the floor now, a 5'3 sophomore. Straight away, Houston shoots the three ball. A long one, Jess Monier. Oh, it's down in the well, and it's snapped out. Rebound down to Bergman, to Aliyah Jones, or I should say Aliyah Jones. Off to the driver, Woodall, no good. Rebound Bergman right in front, in by Bergman. Sarah gets the two. 5-2, Bodkins, 2.5 to go first quarter. And Sarah Bergman's picked up at least a couple offensive rebounds so far. Left side of the court for Houston, it's Sarah Monier. Gives it up to Ely, left baseline. Goes around two players, Woodall and Bergman, same with her. One picks up the foul. And I think it's in the act of shooting. Clever play by Morgan Ely, Chuck. She had no chance to make a shot against those two much taller defenders, but she invited contact. Free throw by Ely, up and away. It is a bit lengthy. Hit the back brace and fell off. Coming out is Holman for Bodkins. Aliyah Jones on the floor with Paige Lane for the Trojans. Bergman in the rebounding position, low right. Second free throw, Ely. It's hard as well. The rebound kicks right back to her. She has a shot blocked, saves it on the baseline. Threw it low on the right to Sarah Monier. Defensive foul against Bodkins.
Houston has a 6-5 offensive rebounding edge so far in the game. They're playing harder.
Yep, I was going to say, the tenacity of Houston on the offensive glass has earned the Trojans some boards it might not ordinarily get against the taller Bodkin's team. Here's Ely in the right corner. Around a screen, shoots it from 15, left it shy of the mark. Rebound down to Bodkin's. Paige Lane, deep right corner to Jones. She sizes up a three. Elia hit it off the back iron. Rebound far side of the court. Goes to Houston. We have a tie-up. Foul Bodkin's over the back.
Has done Grace Homan, and actually just an unfortunate foul. She had lost her balance and fell over top. They had no choice but to call it.
Minute 50 left here in the first quarter of play. 5-2, Bodkin's leads. It has been an extremely low production first period. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ely. Bodkin's invites her to drive toward Bergman's. Toward Bergman, I should say. She retreats, backs it out. Gives it up, gets it back. Ely, left flank, now rotates on top. Paige Lane mans the top part of that zone for Bodkin's. Ball thrown baseline right. Short shot bumped up on the play. Missed by Jess Monier. Rebound is stuck up and in. Good board work on the interior by Houston. I think it was it Jess Monier who finally got it?
Yeah, Jess Monier got the basket.
It was Sarah who missed it, just got the board. Then Bodkin's quickly pushes it down the floor and throws it away on the baseline.
Well, they are absolutely owning the backside boards against this zone.
5-4, Houston up, or I should say Bodkin's up a point, a minute left in the first. Ely's got the ball 30 feet away for Houston, near side to Kara Meyer. Deep left corner three, tried by Sarah Monier, way long. Weak side rebound, though, up and in. And guess who? Jess Monier got another one.
Backside rebound.
Two in a row for her. 6-5. Wildcats up a point. 38 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Elia Jones out to Lane. Cross court to Pitts. Back to Elia. Bodkin's trying skip pass after skip pass. Here's a three-pointer high left, but Pitts way short of the mark. Didn't touch the rim or net. Went out of bounds. Bodkin's, or I should say Bodkin's, starting this game in a little bit of a funk, trailing Houston now by a point. 20 seconds to go in the first. Deep in the right corner, open player for Houston. Jettison's up a three. It is Jess Monier way long. Easy rebound, Paige Lane, who glides down the floor right below us for Bodkin's and used the forearm to fend off a defender, Jess Monier of Houston. Offensive foul. 12.9 left in the first, 6-5 in favor of Houston. Kara Meyer over the timeline for the Wildcats. She's yet to score. Near side to Ely, 6 to play. Far right wing at Sarah Monier. Daddy Ely in the top of the key. She lost it. Picked up on the play by Elia Jones, who streaks down the floor. Can't get this shot off before the quarter closes. Houston 6, Bodkin's 5 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Bodkin's head coach Mike Mauerchuk has got to do something to fire up his troops. Trojans off to a slow start, 6-0 record. So far, Houston has out-hustled Bodkin's a little bit.
Yeah, that was a foul on Sarah Monier, but it was an aggressive foul trying to get the steal there. Bodkin's has to figure out a way to get Bergman the ball someplace besides the perimeter.
Righto. Entry pass to start the second quarter, as Chuck notes, results in a foul on Sarah Monier of Houston, her second. And she's got both fouls. for the Wildcats in this game. Five on Bodkins. Here's an open player for the Trojans. Foul line extended left. Jump shot from 16 by Pitts is short. No good. Bodkins can't find the range. Rebound down to Ely to Meyer. Deep right corner, New. New to Ely straight away. Ely on the bounce. Back to Rebecca New. Steps inside the arc. Floats up a 17-footer. Bingo! She's got it. Rebecca New lobs in a soft one. 8-5. Houston up three. 40 seconds gone here in the second quarter. And Bodkins on cue, as Chuck noted, pushes the ball down inside to Bergman right in front. Her 7-footer is deflected slightly by the Wildcats. It's off mark. And Houston's got the ball. Houston over the timeline. And then as Ely enters the front court, she flips it to Meyer over and back. Bodkins possession.
Looked like it was tipped to me, but it evidently wasn't.
Here's Paige Lane inbounding on the play to Holman. Holman on top to Pitts. Back to Lane. She sizes up a triple, lets it fly. Front rim, backboard, and it caresses its way down through the netting. It tickled the twine, Chuck, after hitting every centimeter of the rim.
Even the ones that go in are tough.
Paige Lane will take it. You're right, Bodkins has had a difficult time scoring in this game. That was a triple, though, to tie up the contest at 8. Here's a 3 try by Housen from the left wing. Jess Monier let it fly, wide right. Rebound in the corner by Pitts of Bodkins. She tries to tiptoe the sideline to save it inbounds. Can't do it. 6:31 left in the second. We're tied up at 8 after the Paige Lane 3 by the Trojans. Here's Kara Meyer lobbing in the inbounds pass. Goes on the arc to Jenna Jarrett, is in now, 5'9 senior. Straight away to Ely. Ball thrown into the post, squaring up, shooting the 7-footer. Jess Monier caught it and scored. 10-8, Houston. Good entry to Jess Monier.
Jess got 6 of the 10.
And here's Bodkins again on cue from Chuck McBee, pounding the ball down inside to Bergman. Right in front, her 8-foot leaner missed, but she was hacked on the arm, and she's got 2 free throws coming.
They're getting the ball to her at the high post now, and she's taking it down the lane.
6:13 to go in the second, 10-8 Houston. Free throw by Bergman, hit the back rim, came down, hit the front rim, and skimmed off. Second shot here by Sarah. 1, 2, 3 dribbles, spins the ball. Arches it up, and it swirled around and came out. Loose ball rebound gathered by New of Houston. 10-8 Wildcats. 2 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Kara Meyer to midcourt for the home team. Right side to New. Whips a pass down inside low to right to Jess Monier. Broken up and intercepted by Bodkins. Here's Paige Lane rifling a pass to Pitts. Down low on the left to Holman. Holman to Woodall. She powers to the rim. No good. But she is bothered and fouled. Hindered on the shot. 2 free throws for her. And it looks to me like, Chuck, the Bodkins Trojans got the message from head coach Mike Maurer at the first quarter break.
Well, you can get a 3 against a zone anytime you want, but you can do better.
And Bodkins has responded by working the ball into the interior here in quarter number 2. But the Trojans cannot cash in at the stripe. The shot by Woodall is long. The left-hander connects on the second one. 10-9, Houston up a point. 5:51 to go here in the first quarter. Meyer to the timeline for Houston. Left side pass to New, steps inside the arc. Ball thrown back outside to Brittany Timmerman, a 5'6 senior who's entered. Now Kara Meyer, 30 feet away. Here's New through the top of the key. Straddles the three-point line. Missed the shot off to the left. Loose ball rebound. Picked off by Pitts. Backcourt to Bergman for Bodkins. Chest pass up the floor to a teammate, Paige Lane. Lane, 25 feet out. Guarded by Meyer. Near side pass to Pitts. High post to Bergman. Back to Pitts. Low on the right, it goes to Holman. Down inside to Woodall. Wild left-hand hook shot. Hit the backboard. Rim came off. Rebound. Touched by Houston. Goes out of bounds. 5:06 left here in quarter number 2. 10-9. Houston up a point. Bodkins baseline pass coming from Lane into the middle of Woodall. On the arc to Holman. Outside to Pitts. Good ball movement to Bergman to Pitts on the arc. She lets it fly. Banked it hard. Scrappy rebound by Bergman. Saved in the corner to Pitts on top. Ball thrown to the post for Woodall. Busted up by Houston and picked off. Here come the Wildcats down in a hurry. Timmerman left side to Ely. 10-9. Houston up one. Very low scoring game. 3-point try. Left flank. Ely got a screen and swished it from long range. Morgan Ely with a good game for Houston.
4 points seems like a pretty good lead.
13-9. 4-point differential, biggest in this contest. 4:20 to go, quarter number two. Here's Lane, near side to Pitts for Botkins. Right corner, Woodall tries to hit the cutter. Bergman, she bobbled, got it back, threw it to Pitts on the arc. Natalie Lane, 25 feet away. Near side to Pitts. Ball goes to Woodall at the foul line. On the arc to Lane. Open look. Three-pointer. Bingo! Paige Lane has got two from three-point land for Botkins in this game. 13-12. Houston up one. The teams trade threes. 3:50 left in the second. Here's New with a good inside look on the play to Jess Monier. She is hemmed in, though, by two taller Botkins players and lost the ball. Dribbling down as Pitts into the corner for the Trojans. And it is knocked away out of bounds from behind by New of Houston. Coming out for Botkins is Grace Holman. Aliyah Jones back in. Jones, a 5'3 sophomore. Ball inbounded by Botkins to Paige Lane, who got a screen from 24 feet and drilled it. A long one by Paige Lane. That could stand up, Chuck, as the lengthiest shot of the afternoon right there.
Maybe this is, I don't know, Jones is playing tonight, never mind. Well, I mean Gordon.
Here is Houston, which is now down by two, 15-13. Ely enters the left side of the lane, has a pretty good look, shot it too hard. Rebound rolled to the far corner, out of bounds off Houston. Botkins is inched ahead thanks to the hot shooting from Paige Lane. 2-point advantage, 3:13 to go, second quarter. Lane on the arc. To Jones. Jones whips a pass to Bergman in the middle. Deflected. Now it's loose in the far corner. It is off Botkins' last. Goes out of bounds. Well, both teams have been getting hands on a lot of passes. Many deflections in this game. It has been defensive-oriented so far. 2-point lead, Botkins. 2:56 to go in the second. Ely on top. Now to Timmerman. Timmerman starts to drive back to Ely straight away. Here's a drive by Ely. Ely at the foul line below it, shot it off to the left because it was deflected by Botkins, which got a piece of the shot out of bounds to Houston. Kara Meyer, who's not scored yet, inbounds left of the rim. Goes right below the basket for Jess Monier, who bobbled it. Kara Meyer came inbounds, got it, laid it up. It was blocked. Good cram by Botkins. Trojans whip down the floor in a hurry. Bergman's got an open player. Foul line extended left. Jump shot, 16-footer fits. Bingo! She nails it. Here's a quick drive by Ely of Houston in the middle to Jess Monier on the top to New. 4-point lead Trojans. Cross court to Timmerman. Timmerman tries to shoot over Bergman. Can't do it. It's deflected. Loose ball rebound to Botkins, which airmails it down the floor. Houston chases it and gets a piece of it last. It goes out of bounds.
That's Holly Broussard in the game, who played three quarters of JV for Houston, number 14.
Yep. Holly Broussard in the game for the Wildcats, a 5'4 sophomore. Here's Paige Lane in the lane for Botkins. Gives it up into the left corner to a teammate who misfires from way outside. The stick back is good by Woodall. And the Trojans in the last 2 minutes have gone from four down to up six. A minute 59 to go in quarter number two. Houston takes a needed timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these additional underwriting sponsors. John Hemp Imagery, located in Sydney, John Hemp will give you his best shot always. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Thanks to Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? You just heard from Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. After the timeout, Rebecca New quickly sizes up a three for Houston, fires too hard. Long rebound, though, to the Wildcats, who retain the ball. Houston down 6, minute 38 to go in the half. Open player outside the arc on the left, it's Ely, and she hurls up a long three. Long, weak side rebounding foul, Houston over the shoulder. Minute 36 to go in quarter number 2, 19-13. Trojans up by 6. By my count, Chuck, 10 straight, but Bodkins, which trailed 2 minutes ago, 13-9.
Yeah, they scored 14 points here in this quarter.
Nearly an over and back call against Bodkins. It's Pitts at the timeline. Goes to Bergman, high post. Drives around New. Good move by Bergman. Missed it hard. Paige Lane with a rebound. No good, but she's fouled. Boy, Paige Lane's play, Chuck, has really ignited Bodkins in the second period.
Well, she hit those three, that first three that kind of got them going, and she's had two more. And then Pitts hit one. Yeah, they're starting to roll a little bit offensively now.
Two free throws here for Paige Lane. Fouled in the offensive stick back attempt. She eyes the goal, lets it fly, makes it. 20-13, Bodkins up 7. Bodkins with a much better second quarter than first. And the Trojans have turned the tide in the second period of this contest. That free throw swirls around the rim and comes off. Houston's got the rebound. Kara Meyer down to Ely. Ely in the right corner, steps inside the arc, shoots it long. Weak side rebound. Comes down to Aliyah Jones. Long lead out to Paige Lane. Look at her go to work. Driving all the way to the goal. Banks it on the run up and in. Paige Lane with an excellent second quarter for the Bodkins Trojans. And she, by the way, is our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performer coming up here at halftime. We talked to her before the contest. Bad pass, Houston, intercepted by Bodkins. Deep in the right corner, it's Jones. Hits the cutter, Woodall. Woodall, low block right. Errant pass, intended for Bergman. Broken up by Houston. And then the Wildcats make a miscue. Here comes Bodkins the other way. Attempted bounce pass down inside for Bergman. She bobbled. Gave it to the cutter in the lane. Little leaner from 7 feet. Yes, by Pitts. 15 straight points by Bodkins.
Well, changed quickly, didn't it?
13 seconds to go in the first half. 24-13 Trojans. Ely in the right corner. Starts a drive. She's triple-teamed by taller players. Blocked. Rebound to Timmerman on the arc with two to go. Long left-hand shot. Short, no good. Rebound by Bodkins. Quickly down the floor. Paige Lane lets it go from 45 at the buzzer. It would have counted had it gone. She just missed it. Hit the rim, and it sprayed away. But a great second quarter turned in by Mike Maurer's Bodkins Trojans, who are now up 11, scoring the last 15 points of the second period. 24-13 Bodkins at the break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
U.S. Bank Business Specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Houston. The Bodkins Trojans, once trailing 13-9 in this game, have rallied and lead Houston 24-13, pumping in the last 15 points of the second quarter. Chuck, whatever Mike Maurer said to his team at the end of the first quarter is something he should bottle up and provide to his club as a prescription for key situations later on in the season, because the message worked. His Trojans responded.
Well, they were taking shots that I don't think the right people were taking them. I'm not saying the right people weren't taking them, but they weren't taking them in the right spot.
Right.
And they started doing a much better job there, and it didn't hurt any that Paige Lane had a 12-point quarter.
Oh, my.
So she had three threes, a two, and a free throw. Houston, or Bodkins, has a 22-19 rebounding edge. Houston has 10 offensive rebounds, most of those on the backside after missed shots. Bodkins has 8. Houston turned the ball over 7 times. Trojans turned it over 5 times. Bodkins 3 of 8 from the free throw line. Houston missed both free throws that they attempted. Jess Monier has 6 for the Wildcats. Morgan Ely has 5. Rebecca New has 2. They scored 6 and 7, 13 for the half. Bodkins led by Paige Lane with 12. Then they got Casey Woodall with 5, 4 from Jenna Pitts, 3 from Sarah Bergman. They scored 5, then they scored 19, 24-13 at the half.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, I can recall the most significant comment that head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie made after Bodkins beat Fort Loramie by 2, 37-35. She said, "We just could not contend with Bodkins' size." Many shots in this game tried by Houston from 15 feet on in have been altered, deflected, blocked. The Wildcats think they've got good shots, but all of a sudden Bodkins' length makes those shots pretty poor ones.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of size, and they do a good job of staying on their feet and making you shoot over their hands. They're not fouling to get these block attempts, which is what you teach them. It's not an easy thing to teach a kid not to jump to block a shot.
Yep, good observation. About 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this game, Bodkins owns a commanding 11-point lead at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
The Bodkins Trojans 24, the Houston Wildcats 13. Girls basketball here today on scoresbroadcast.com, a Shelby County League encounter between the Lady Trojans and Lady Wildcats. Tonight we're at the Sydney High School gym to bring you a boys contest between the unbeaten Sydney Yellow Jackets and Wapakoneta. Tip-off at 7:30. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10 tonight. Sydney hosting Wapakoneta. Sydney scored 80 points last night, almost let that game get away, Chuck. Had a big 17-point halftime lead against Tip, wound up winning by 7.
Well, they did kind of the same thing with Bell Fountain Tuesday when we were there. That was their first game. But they would push the lead out to 12, 14, 15 points and then let Bell Fountain get all the way back down to 4 or 6 points. And they did that 3 or 4 times. They're going to have to learn how to finish if they're going to be successful for the whole season. But, boy, are they talented.
Mm-hmm. And a crucial Shelby County League boys contest coming up Tuesday here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fairlawn at Fort Loramie. Tip-off 7:30. On the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10 on Tuesday night for Fairlawn at Fort Loramie. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast over 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls basketball games here on scoresbroadcast.com, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each school. For Houston today, we recognize senior Kara Meyer, 3.7 GPA, daughter of Wes and Susan, active in 4-H, National Honor Society. She plays the drums in the band. She is a server at church. She'd like to pursue the field of occupational therapy or ultrasound sonography. She's undecided about her college choice. Paige Lane of Botkins is recognized here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Paige is a junior, daughter of Mike and Melissa. 3.89 GPA for Paige Lane. National Honor Society, FCCLA, FFA. A student council, plays soccer, not sure about her college choice, would like to pursue the field of agribusiness. Kara Meyer of Houston, Paige Lane of Botkins, our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performers here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We kick off play here in the second half. Houston quickly called for a travel violation out high on the left. And Botkins gets it back. Trojans on a roll, 15 straight points to close out the second quarter.
Well, Houston, it looks like they're still playing zone, but they've pushed it out and they're playing the ball man-to-man.
Kara Meyer checking Paige Lane 30 feet away. Lane gave it up to Woodall in the corner, back to Paige on the arc. Houston will spy on her in the second half. Paige Lane had a brilliant first two quarters of this game. Lane loops it near side to Pitts, 20 feet away, back to Lane. They look to the middle for Bergman, can't locate her. Deep in the left corner, goes to Holman, down inside to Woodall. Short shot, no good, got the rebound, missed it long. Bergman on the weak side, lays it through. And right there, Botkins' height on the interior came into big-time play. Bergman hit the deck after scoring the goal. She pops up quickly. She's fine. Understand a similar score at Jackson Center fed to us. Jackson Center girls lead Hannah 24-10 late in the second quarter. Ely takes the ball 30 feet away for Houston. and the defender flies by, so Ely says, I'm going to hurl up a three ball. She hoists a long one. It missed everything, went out of bounds. That's the same as a turnover right there.
That is a turnover.
Minute gone here in the third quarter. Bodkins up by 13. And Houston needs a string of points in a hurry, or Bodkins is going to run away and hide. Ball thrown on top to Pitts. Into the post to Bergman, 8 feet away. Baseline right to Woodall. Good look from 9 feet. Makes it. Woodall with the left-hand jumper. One extra pass by Bergman.
Yep.
Made it happen.
Yep, good inside out that time.
6.5 to go in the third. Bodkins really clicking now. Up by 15. Ely's got the ball far side. Left corner to Jess Monier. Hits the cutter. Meyer down the lane. Blocked on the play by Pitts, who caught the ball and then stepped out. Good play by Jenna Pitts of Bodkins. Baseline right of the rim. Kara Meyer to trigger inbounds. Looking. Lobbing out high. It's snagged there on the play by Sarah Monier. Back to Ely. Head of the key. Ely picked up by Paige Lane. Ely on the bounce, near side to Meyer, Pitts on her. Kara goes baseline right. The zone defense shifts, cuts her off. Head of the circle, Ely, tries to go to Rebecca New in the left corner. She steps inside the arc, banks it, long, no good. Kara Meyer comes in from her guard spot to get the weak side rebound, and she is banged hard to the floor as she was flipping the shot up toward the rim, and she'll earn two free throws.
She is a hard-nosed kid.
And she will try to stop the streak of 19 straight points by Bodkins, and does so. Foul shot good, 28-14 Trojans. A second under 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Second shot by Kara Meyer. It's in flight. Hits the rim. Karam's away into the corner, and it rolls out of bounds. Bodkins will bring it down the floor. And Houston will press three-quarter court style. Behind by 14. Bergman inbound to Paige Lane. Midcourt to Woodall. Fires it back to Bergman, who streaks down the left side. Flings one toward the rim wildly. Way overshot. It goes out of bounds to Houston.
There was probably some contact there, but you're not going to get that call if you force that badly.
Right. Bergman was out of control, and that was a good no whistle. 5:40 left in the third. 28-14 Bodkins. Bodkins once trailed 13-9 about halfway through the second quarter of this game. Rebecca New deep in the left corner for Houston on top to Ely. Ely's way out on the floor at the moment. Gives it up to New. New is checked by Holman. Ball thrown down inside, low on the right to Sarah Monier. Missed it from 6 feet. Rebound tipped away to Holman and backcourt for Bodkins. Houston, Chuck, has not gotten a field goal in at least 8.5 minutes in this game.
Well, I like Ely, but she keeps getting herself down in the trees where she doesn't belong.
Here's a foul line jump shot by Bergman. No good. She followed, collected it low on the right, and banked it in. And that's what Sarah Bergman does extremely well. She snatches offensive rebounds one after another. 30-14 Bodkins. Houston Wildcats just cannot find the basket. 4:44 to go, third quarter. Here's a deep three, left side to Kara Meyer. Just as I say that, she drills one, a swish. She was straddling the arc, Chuck points out. It's a two.
If she would have clipped her toenails this morning, I think it would have been three.
Or worn a pair of shoes a size or two smaller. Here's a wild shot by Bodkins. No good. Rebound by Ely of Houston. She darts down the floor on the run, left it short. Rebound by Paige Lane in the corner. She sprints down the left side. Motors inside the arc. No one picks her up. Then she lost the ball. Ely collects it for Houston. She is sandwiched in the corner. Tries to bounce it off a Trojan. Good hustle play by Pitts, who got it. Leaned in down in the block and walked with the ball. She dragged the pivot foot. Good call. 4 minutes gone, third quarter, 30-16 in favor of Bodkins. That field goal by Houston, seconds ago by Meyer, the long deuce, was the Wildcats' first bucket in close to 9 minutes in this game.
Well, they've only got seven for the whole game.
Right. Seven fielders from the floor in the whole contest for Houston. Here's a baseline drive by the Wildcat, Sarah Monier. She tries to throw below the basket across the bottom of the key. She's pushed as she does so. It's ruled a foul on Bodkins. Two team fouls on the Trojans here in the third. Baseline right of the basket. Kara Meyer will trigger for Houston. She looks, fires into the far corner. It's handled there on the play by Jess Monier. Out high to Ely, right corner Kara Meyer. Now Ely. Paige Lane's done a pretty good job on her. Ely tries to drive, foul line, pulls it back out. It's a teammate who jacks up a long three ball. Jess Monier left it way short. Bodkins got the unmolested rebound and broke down the floor in a hurry. A good fast break underway. Pitch to Paige Lane on the finish. Driving layup, yes. Wow, Bodkins has stolen to a 32-16 lead. Let's give credit where it was due, Chuck. It was Aliyah Jones on the assist for the basket. And with 3:18 to go in the third, the Trojans have doubled the score, 32-16 on Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
We have 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the third quarter here in a game being played at Jackson Center. The Lady Tigers lead the Anna Rockets by a resounding 31-10 margin, 21-point advantage for Jackson Center at the halftime break. Jackson Center over the Anna girls. Here's Houston with the ball, attacking to the right. Meyer feeds foul line to the jump shooter from 16. It is short, but Jenna Jarrett no good. Rebound tipped up and in. Nice play on the inside. Credit to Sarah Monier on the offensive glass.
That's Morgan Ely.
By mistake, Morgan Ely got the two. Quickly, Bodkins into the forecourt. Aliyah Jones on the arc. Ball rotated to Holman. Into the lane, back to the basket. Woodall shot it long, no good. Rebound is pummeled out of bounds off the fist of Bergman, and Houston will bring it down, trailing by 14, 32-18, with 2:27 to go in the third.
Bodkins goes through some droughts offensively. I can see that already.
Houston needs a rush of points here at the end of the third period to make this a game, entering the fourth. Meyer straightaway handles, goes to Ely. She sizes up a long three ball. It's a skyscraper, comes down short. Oh, good save underneath by Houston. Sarah Monier got it on the arc to Ely. She tries again. Bullseye! She connects, and Houston's within 11, 32-21. Five straight for the Wildcats. Minute 52 left in the third. Here's Jones across the timeline to Bergman. Baseline left to Woodall. Sizes up a jumper from 15. Makes it right on the money. And we've got a whistle as the shot went in. And I think a shove-off was called. Down inside against Bodkins, the goal counts. Houston possession.
Yeah, they called that on Holman, and that would be her second. Well, no, that'd be her first.
That was a quick answer right there, Chuck, by Woodall of Bodkins. Houston had cut into the Trojans' lead. It's now back up to 13, 34-21, a minute 36 to go in the third quarter. Deep in the left corner, it's Jarrett, who goes cross-court, deflected. Meyer gobbles it up for Houston. Hands off on the play to Sarah Monier. Foul line to Jess Monier. Here's Jarrett in the left corner. Long one, short, no good. Rebound comes all the way back out to her. It ricocheted 30 feet. Then Houston threw it away, and Bodkins tried to save in front of the Wildcats bench, but Bergman stepped on the boundary. And head coach Mike Maurer of Bodkins says that were a little unsettled right now. He gets a good timeout. A minute 14 to go in the third quarter. Trojans still up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Here is Houston entering the ball after the timeout. Jess Monier in the lane has a shot blocked. Loose ball rebound. Foul line extended right. Jump shot away by Jenna Jarrett. Swish. She's right on the money. Good looking J by Jenna Jarrett, who's given a good account of herself coming in off the bench. A 5'9 senior. Houston pressing. Botkins gets it to Woodall at midcourt, left side the lane. She darts down ahead, stops and hoists up a three. Missed it long. Rebound Jarrett of Houston, which is down 11, 34-23, last 40 seconds, third quarter. Ely spots up behind the arc. That's a long one go for Houston. Short, no good. Long rebound. It is out of bounds to Botkins. Big possession right there, Chuck. Ely thought she could launch in a triple. Had she made it, the lead for Botkins would have been trimmed all the way down to 8. Instead, she came up short. Botkins has possession. Here's a 2-on-1 break. Long throw down the floor. It is caught by Jones. Baseline right. Shovels it toward the iron. No, but she's hacked on the wrist. Alaya Jones at the line for Botkins. Two free throws coming for the sophomore. 29.7 to go. Third period. Shot by Jones, up, it curls around and comes out. Substitution for Houston, new in for the Wildcats. Jarrett is out. Second shot, Alaya Jones in the air. Ooh, tough break twice. That was down below the rim, and somehow it spun out of the cylinder. Quickly down the floor, new for Houston. Goes straight away on the play to Sarah Monier. Back out to Kara Meyer. She jacks up a triple. It lipped the rim. Good. Rebound by Woodall. Long lead out to Paige Lane, who's cherry picking. Driving down the floor against Meyer, who reached in, broke it up, and saved 2 points. She fouled. But Paige Lane had a gimme two at the other end with 10 seconds to go in the period. And the personal on Meyer will force Paige to hit shots at the stripe. 11-point game, Botkins. Free throw, Paige Lane. Swish. 35-23, Botkins. Second shot here by Paige. Chuck, what was the halftime score in this game?
24-13.
Next free throw, Paige Lane. A lot of rim, backboard, and good. 13-point game with 8 seconds left in the third. Botkins has outscored Houston by 2 in this quarter. Here's Ely going baseline left. And good defense on the play by Pitts and Woodall, who crams it out of bounds. Another case in point right there here today. Houston thought it had a good shot, but the length from Botkins comes out of nowhere. 4 seconds left in the period. Ely at the foul line loses the basketball while thinking about shooting, and the loose ball goes to Pitts of Botkins as the quarter closes. Botkins 36, Houston 23 at the third period break on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
So many thanks here on ScorersBroadcast.com to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at PrimaryEyeCare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Sydney Car Care, call 492-9495, 492-9495. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. They came on board with us during the high school basketball season last March. From Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company, and Superior Aluminum, thank you very much. Botkins with an errant shot from the corner, rebounding foul called against the Trojans' Grace Holman. As we begin play here in the fourth quarter, Botkins up 13, 36-23. And, Chuck, right now we're just, what, a few points short of our grand total in that game last night between Rushi and Jackson Center. Long three, left side, Benu, no good. Loose ball rebound, stuck up and in by Houston. Alert play by Sarah Monier. Quickly down the floor, Botkins Bergman, and she's bothered from behind and fouled. Ball out of bounds to the Trojans, far side of the court, 11-point game. Botkins in the lead. Pitts inbounds to Bergman. Like the way Coach Maurer uses Bergman, Chuck, she is all over the floor. She handles the ball pretty well.
She does handle the ball pretty well.
Ball thrown into the lane to Woodall. Turn, squares up. The lefty left it short. Lane can't save on the baseline. And Houston gets possession. Right now, Chuck, the Wildcats need to make their move down 11 with 7:02 to play.
Yeah, time's running out on them.
Here comes Kara Meyer over the timeline for the Wildcats. Picked up by Lane on the arc. Straight away gives it to Sarah Monier. Left baseline to New. New being chased. Dribbles on top to Meyer. Bounces. Low post right. Handled by Jess Monier. Foul line Ely. Good look from 15. Banked it long, though. Got the rebound back in the lane. Eight-footer. Bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. In! She got the break on the iron. And Housen's within nine. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Bergman midcourt, loops it down the left side to Jones. Jones outside to Pitts. Pitts to Lane for Botkins. 14 fouls on Botkins, three on Houston. 6:16 to play in this game. Pitts near the timeline, coming out to catch is Woodall. Picked up there by Jess Monier. Collision in the paint. Let's see what's been called. Kara Meyer was guarding down inside. She was elbowed to the floor. Foul against Botkins. Houston with possession down nine. Chance to cut it to 6 or 7. Here comes Meyer up and over the timeline for Houston. Picked up a lane. Left side to Ely. Deep left corner, New. New circles on top. Gives to Kara Meyer. Starts a drive on a Botkins defender. We've got a whistle away from the action. A lot of contact out at the top of the key, Chuck, between Woodall and a Houston player.
Getting a little chippy out there now.
Uh-huh. Woodall and Sarah Monier got tied up a little bit. Foul Botkins inbounding Houston, baseline right. On the arc to Ely. Enters the lane, goes to New, the three-point shooter. Sizes up a long one, missed it. Off to the right, rebound Botkins. Big possession there by Houston, which misfired. Long pass down the floor to Pitts. Pitts throws cross court, kicked on the play by Houston. Botkin's got a break there, Chuck, because that ball was going to have a hard time finding its receiver.
There was no way that bounce pass was getting through those three defenders.
A lot of traffic, but because of the kick, the Trojans inbound into the corner, and Jones can't get a handle on it. The ball was thrown wide to her. Out of bounds to Houston. Botkins gets another timeout. Still up nine, though. 5:44 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Very key stretch in this game right now. Houston's made a little headway, once down by as many as 16. I can recall the score was doubled, 32-16, an 11-4 run by Houston right now. Wildcats try to keep the momentum going. Here's Ely to Sarah Monier, cross court to New, steps back, nearly walked to get beyond the arc, chucked up the three, missed it, long rebound Botkins. Heave down the floor to Paige Lane. Look at her go. She caught up with it and laid it in. Boy, she's an athlete, Chuck. She is the fire which has lit up Botkins here today. Paige Lane, a splendid game. Our LaCalle Equipment Spotlight player at the half. Ball thrown into the post by Houston. Good turnaround move. A dribble, a shot, and a make by Jess Monier. 38-29. Botkins up nine again. Here's Paige Lane countering foul line. Trojans got it. Wow, Paige Lane is on fire for Botkins. 40-29, Trojans back up 11. Long three-pointer new of Houston, left corner. Bingo! She hits a 24-footer. And head coach Brad Allen of Houston is off the bench. He wants a full timeout. Chuck will keep it right here with the Trojans up 8, 40-32. That's the closest Houston has been since what? At some point, second quarter of play in this game.
Yeah.
4:48 to go, 40-32. Trojans lead Houston by 8 points. Brookins Restaurant in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special tonight on Saturday evening. Your food is cooked fresh at Brookins. You see, Dale and Joyce Butterhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, wedding rehearsals, anniversaries, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners and that pork chop special on Saturday. Here's Botkins down the floor. Bergman out in front. Houston player sneaks in behind, taps it away. The Wildcats have it. Then there's a steal by Pitts of Botkins. Hustle maneuver by her, who flicks it inbounds to Paige Lane. Down to Bergman in the right corner. Houston had a momentary possession there, Chuck. Down eight, 4:25 to go, but Botkins swiped it back. Here's Lane, head of the key. Coming out to catch is Woodall. As Botkins opens up the paint, deep in the right corner, Pitts. Ball thrown to Lane, cutting through the middle. Good feed by Pitts. Lane with a running one-in hook shot. It's good.
She's got 22 of the 42.
Wow, what a phenomenal game here today. But Paige Lane on the arc. It's Ely for Houston. Houston has had no answer for Paige Lane whatsoever, though. Deep in the left corner with the ball. Houston deflected out of bounds by Botkins, intended for Sarah Monier. And we have the officials conferring. Maybe a change in the call. Botkins gets it. That's good refereeing right there. Brad Allen, Houston head coach, doesn't think so, although he doesn't say too much, does
he? I think he saw it. He just didn't like it.
Right. 3:48 left to go. Bergman dribbles down the floor for Botkins. It goes off her knee. Loose ball picked up on the play by the Trojans. Woodall's got it in the corner and finds Aliyah Jones cutting through the lane. She caught it and scored.
I almost guarantee you that is not a press break they run in practice.
12-point lead, Botkins. Here's a quick three ball by New. Half court to her right. Makes a long one for Houston. And then Botkins guilty of holding against the press on the inbounds throw by Botkins. 3:29 to go in the fourth. The lead is 9 for the Trojans. And Botkins able to get it down to 8 or 9, or I should say Houston able to get it down to 8 or 9. Then Botkins comes back with a big goal. But the Wildcats have got to do better than trading baskets right now. And let's see what we have. Inbounds play by Botkins. And again, a foul away from the basketball. This time it's not on Houston, it's on the Trojans. And with 3:28 to go in the fourth, Houston gets a gift possession underneath its goal, trailing by 9. The playmaker will be Kara Meyer of Houston. She looks, lobs out back to New, shot fake, pulls up from 15, lets it fly, bank shot, hits it. Rebecca New right off the window. It's a 7-point game. Bergman down the floor quickly. Jones out in front. Catches with the left hand. Missed it. Driving toward the cup. And Houston's got the board. Behind the 7. 3:08 to go. Ely steps inside the arc. Alina from 15. Short. Loose ball rebound. It is taken by Jess Monier. Hand off to New. New's 5-footer blocked from behind. Goes out of bounds.
This would not be an easy game to officiate. There's a lot of contact.
Now, Botkin's size has made life miserable for Houston on the close-in shots. Case in point right there. Ball thrown deep right corner. Ely behind the arc. Lets it fly. It lifts the rim. Went up in the air. Came down and went in. Ely with a big one. Wow, it's down to 4. 2:51 to go. Timeout called. Botkins. Wildcats have made a big game of it. 4-point contest under 3 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to assist small businesses in the region with upgrades, data recovery, data transfer, PC and network repair, remote management, and more. Adam Rice providing high-tech computer solutions at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Phone him at 538-6948, 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. He's prompt. Here is Botkins getting it into the forecourt against the Houston press. Bergman with the ball 30 feet away. On top to Jones, left-hand dribble. Jones gives it up the pitch between the rings. 4 team fouls on Houston. Botkins not in the 1-on-1 yet. Pitch hands off to Woodall, 20 feet out. 4-point game. The cutter Bergman, she catches, dribbling hard toward the rim. And a hacking foul against New as Bergman had her beat. 2 free throws here for Sarah Bergman.
She's only 1 of 4 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. She's 9 points under her average, too. She only has 7.
Houston has done a pretty good job on her. As a result, Paige Lane
has crazy.
Yep, she's run free for Botkins the whole afternoon. Key shots here for Bergman. 2 coming at the stripe. Good on the first one. 45-40, Botkins up 5. 2:24 to go in the fourth.
The form looks good, so I think she's probably a pretty good free throw shooter.
Mm-hmm. 85 points scored in this game, Chuck. This girls' game here this afternoon. Last night, what, 72 total in the boys' game? Bergman cans each one, and Botkins edges back out to a 6-point spread, 46-40. Up over the timeline, Meyer to Ely. Back to Meyer for Houston. Deep in the left corner, Jess Monier goes baseline. Low in the right to New. She's in the lane for an eternity. Gets out. Hands off to Ely. Here's a runner from 10, short, no good. Big possession by the Wildcats, who can't score. And Botkins garners the rebound. 2 minutes to go in the game. Botkins up 6. Outside the arc, it's Holman. Ball high overhead, now to Woodall. Woodall looks inside for Bergman. Now to Lane. Bergman, foul line extended right to Lane on the arc. Cross court to Holman. Starts to drive. A leaner from the left flank. Short, no good. Good defense by Houston. Rebound Wildcats. Down the floor to New. New catches up with it. Minute 36 to go. Deep left corner, Ely. Shot fake. Here's Alina from 15. Baseline. Shy of the mark. No good. Rebound Pitts. Boy, Houston needed points in that possession, Chuck. Didn't get it. Here's Bergman midcourt. She's tripped. And based on the way she cashed in at the stripe on the last two attempts, Sarah may very well be the wrong young lady to foul here.
Yep, I think that was only 6.
Ooh, you're right. Exactly. Just 16 fouls on Houston. Botkins ball far side of the court. Minute 21 to go. Houston had trimmed it to 4, but has not scored. Its last two journeys down the court, empty possessions. Botkins got 2 free throws from Bergman. It's a 6-point game. Lane inbounding. Whips it to Bergman, 25 feet out, back to Lane, foul line, open area, down the lane she goes, left hand driving layup, makes it. Paige Lane was given an avenue, she took advantage, and streaked toward the hole and dropped it in. The lead is 8, here's New outside the arc for Houston, line drive jumper, wow, she's got another one.
She's got 11 points for the quarter.
Rebecca New cashing in, as Chuck notes, 11 for Rebecca here in the fourth quarter. Timeout called. Botkins up 5, 1:03 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
For this Houston Wildcats team, Chuck, here today has been resilient. Each time Botkins wants to pull ahead, Wildcats come right back. Keep in mind, it was a 32-16 game at one point. Houston has roared back, made it very interesting at the end. 63 seconds to go, Botkins ball up 5.
23 at the end of 3 and 20 points here in the fourth quarter.
What an explosion by Houston. Here's a shot from the right corner. Woodall's left open for the Trojans. It rims. It rolls around and goes in. Big basket by Woodall.
I think I could hear Coach Mauer yelling, no, no, good shot.
That was a long two by Woodall. A big bucket. And the lead is 7 for Botkins. Here is Ely in the corner. 36 seconds to go in the game. And reaching in for Botkins and nearly stealing his pitch, who might have grabbed onto the arm of the Houston player.
The only way you can lose the game right now if you're Botkins is to allow Houston to score with the clock stop. That's why you don't want to foul.
Free throws here for the Wildcats after a timeout. 7-point game. Trojans up 50-43 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Chuck, over the course of this game, we have learned why Botkins is 6-0. It's a balanced team. Bergman coming in, leading scorer, 16 points a game, limited to 9. But the Trojans have gotten it done offensively elsewhere on the court. Woodall and Lane. Paige with a fantastic game here this afternoon.
She's got 24 and Woodall's got 11. So, yeah, there you go, because they've only got 4 points out of Pitts.
The first free throw made on the play by Houston. The shot rolls in for Jess Monier. Second comes off. Botkins gets the rebound, but Houston steals. Here's a long three ball by New. Swish! A 24-footer, and we got a three-point game with 20 seconds to go. Botkins inbounds. We've got a collision right below us. It's touched last by Houston. Botkins gets it back. What a turn of events there, Chuck.
Rebecca New is on a fire.
Oh, she's red, red, red hot. Every bit as red as the Houston 44 on the front of her shirt. Here's Botkins inbounding. Backcourt. It's thrown toward the Houston goal to Bergman. She's triple-teamed. Gets a pass ahead to Lane. 13 seconds to go. Botkins nurses a three-point lead. It goes out high on the play to Pitts. And she is hindered and fouled by Kara Meyer with 9.9 to go. Houston needs a miss here on the 1-1 and a made three to force overtime. Who would have thought, Chuck, late in the second quarter, middle of the third, that this would be the ending to this game?
Not me. Pitts has not been to the free throw line tonight, but she is a senior.
Free throw at Pitts is in the air, and she knocks it down. Crucial shot by Pitts of Botkins. Jenna, the 5'4 senior, drills it to make it a four-point contest. Now, barring a Botkins foul, the Trojans should have sealed it. Pitts again makes 52-47 Botkins. Here comes New down the floor for Houston. Deep three left corner. This one's way short. Unmolested rebound try by Ely. Rims! Rebounded by Botkins as the buzzer sounds. And the Trojans survive. Tell you what, Chuck, we have seen why Botkins handled Fort Loramie and Houston handled Anna in recent games, because these two teams have got offensive punch, a lot of firepower on these two clubs. Game started slowly, a defensive effort the first 6 to 8 minutes, and then each team's offense really got wound up. And the Botkins Trojans, with a lot of size on the inside, the long-range scoring ability, and slashing to the basket of Paige Lane, mighty dangerous. The road team wins here today. And the final difference in this contest is just 5, 52-47, after Houston had whittled it to 3. Who would have thought the Wildcats would make a game of it, because it was a 16-point contest at one point, 32-16. And that was the spread in the third quarter during one stretch. It looked like Botkins would run away and hide. Head coach Brad Allen of Houston, head coach Mike Maurer of Botkins, excellent coaching jobs. These two teams matched wits here today. A lot of strategy employed by both coaches. We liked what we saw throughout the afternoon from both teams, Chuck.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought the change maybe a little late, but the change to pick them up full court and to play man at the other end was very effective for Houston.
Yep.
And on the other end, Botkins, you know, they just kept their cool, and they realized that they were not going to get the game out of Bergman offensively that they're used to, and they went ahead and went to Paige Lane, and she was a monster.
Oh, and she worked magic today. She was phenomenal. Paige Lane with a tremendous contest. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and then highlight our Clancy starters of this game.
Well, on the Houston side, they were led by Rebecca New, who had 16, 14 of those in the fourth quarter. And 15 from Morgan Ely and 9 from Jess Monier. On the other side, 24 from Paige Lane and 11 from Casey Woodall and 9 from Sarah Bergman. Pitts, 6 points and 2 big free throws that pushed it out to the final margin.
Yep, indeed. We remarked in the pregame that Rebecca New was a 3-point shot maker for Houston. She was streaky, and if she got red hot, she could give Houston a big boost. She did in the second half of this game and almost brought Houston all the way back. Big win for the Botkins Trojans, who remain unbeaten on the year, Chuck, 7-0.
the best start for Bodkin's girls basketball in 9 or 10 years, and maybe even more than that. We'll do some research. But nonetheless, it's a club to be reckoned with because of its size and the mobility and offensive know-how of Paige Lane.
Paige Lane is our Clancy's player of the game for Bodkin's, obviously. And on the other side, I had Morgan Ely already penciled in at the end of three, and then Rebecca New got a star at the end. So yeah. Rebecca New and Morgan Ely, the Clancy's players for Houston.
Clancy's on Wapak Avenue. Easy for me to say. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Bodkin's girls now 7-0 under head coach Mike Maurer. Next contest for Bodkin's is on Monday on the road at Ridgemont. Brad Allen's Houston Wildcats, a mark of 3-4 on the year. It's one of the better 3-4 girls basketball teams in the region, that's for sure. And Houston's next contest is also on Monday, also on the road at Tri-Village. Don't forget tonight, we've got boys action for you. Tip-off at 7:30 on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10. Wapakoneta plays at Sydney. A big boys matchup for you from the Sydney High School gym. Bodkin's now 3-0 in Shelby County League play. And Houston is 1-2. Jackson Center victorious at home this afternoon, easily over Anna. So those two programs, Bodkin's and Jackson Center, remain unbeaten and atop the standings in the Shelby County League girls race. And we figure those two clubs, along with Rushi, will certainly be teams to beat in the league all year long, Chuck.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And we talked about before the game, there's been a changing of the guard. It's been I've been doing this since 2011, and it's been Anna or Fort Loramie, and now we got some other teams at the top.
Yep. And as we noted early on this afternoon, Houston's victory over Anna this year, the Rockets first, or I should say the Wildcats first over the Rockets since 2007, and Bodkin's victory earlier this year over Fort Loramie, the Trojans first over the Redskins since 2007. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors today, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star on 175 North Stolly in Sydney and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, the in-between just south of Bodkin's, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company, and Superior Aluminum, thanks to them. And from Anna, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. Rhett Gish has been our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Again, our final score this afternoon, a very good Shelby County League girls game for you. Bodkins victorious over Houston by a final count of 52-47.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.